France's defense minister has referred to it as the total reconquest of its former colony. And now Canada is involving itself militarily in Mali, a country where Canadian mining companies have lucrative trade. Analysts accuse the Harper government of taking sides in sectarian conflicts in order to reinforce Zionist and other neo-colonial interests. They note that while Canada is effectively siding with Al-Qaeda-affiliated armed gangs that are destroying Syria, they are concurrently coming to the aid of Mali's military junta, citing the need to combat the very armed insurgent groups that Canada appears to be in league with in Syria. The Toronto-based mining company IAMGOLD collaborates with the controversial Anglo-Gold Ashanti Corporation in Mali. Human Rights Watch stated that in another region of Africa, Anglo-Gold Ashanti, quote, developed links with one murderous armed group, a group responsible for some of the worst atrocities in this war-torn region.
Anybody who spends any time doing any research will see that this war has nothing to do at all with so-called terrorism of any form. It has to do with economic interests. They're the ones who armed and trained these Al-Qaeda militants in Libya. So then they say, oh, look, Al-Qaeda, terrorist threat, we got to go in there. You're the ones who created them in the first place. It's ridiculous.
The Malian leader, dictatorship, is somewhat of the West puppet. Let's put it that way. It makes sense that if a puppet is in power, you can pretty much drain resources from that country. They should have left Africa to decide their own problems. I think they're capable to decide whatever issues they're going through.
The government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper has remained conspicuously silent about Canada's involvement in Mali. The deployment of a Canadian C-17 plane to Mali at a cost of $18.6 million to the taxpayer was only revealed via a tweet by Mali's Canadian-backed dictator. Canada also has an unspecified number of special forces on the ground.
Canada has at least 15 mining interests alone in Mali. So, I mean, if they don't have a pliant leadership, if they don't have people they can work with, that's billions of dollars down the drain.
Analysts have noted the irony that the indigenous peoples of Canada are currently protesting some of the very mining companies that the Harper government is spending millions of tax dollars to seemingly back up in Mali. This leads analysts to argue that the indigenous peoples of Canada have much in common with the indigenous peoples of Mali, as both are confronted with rulers who represent the interests of powerful Islamophobes and resource companies. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.